Meridian Health Stage 17. I'm Mina Say What, sitting here with some of the cast members from Hustle in Brooklyn. Hey,
good
the
morning.
New show on BET.
Good morning.
We have Jesse, the radio personality.
Yes, ma'am.
And what else? What's your other title?
Celebrity Talent Manager.
Celebrity Talent Manager. We have Eva.
Eva Evans.
Eva Evans. She's a comedian and a bartender.
Or I mean, I'm a stand-up comedian who bartends when she's extra, extra broke.
Yes.
But you know what I'm saying? That's something I do. I do it when I got to do it. It ain't what
hopefully
I do,
hopefully you don't got to do it
moving forward
after this show.
Right.
And Santos, brand partnership.
Yeah.
How do you describe your title?
I have a marketing consulting company. I do brand partnerships. You know, I love to move the culture forward.
Right, right.
In the right direction.
So Hustle in Brooklyn, are you all from Brooklyn?
Yes.
I've been in Brooklyn 10 years. I've been living there since I was 17.
Where are you originally from?
Originally, I used to live in Jamaica, the island, as a child.
Okay.
Is that like
so Jamaican Queens.
Right. Because people go, Queens? No. The actual island.
Uh-huh.
But I grew up in New Jersey, Englewood.
Yes! That's what I was waiting for! That's
oh,
right!
Oh, boy. Yeah,
she's
Englewood.
A Jersey girl.
Englewood. That's
she's
it,
a Jersey
though.
Girl. She doesn't
outside
want
Englewood,
to claim
I don't bang with nobody.
So, why do you guys think that they chose Brooklyn?
Because it's lit. Brooklyn is lit.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
Right. Like,
it's a melting pot.
That's it.
Is it a melting pot?
For the hustle, for creativity, for ingenuity.
Mm-hmm.
I can say a million words, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you got the time.
Yeah. It's so diverse, too, you know? Like he was saying, like Jesse was saying, we have so many different pockets, so many different cultures in Brooklyn, you know? We got the Jewish community, mm-hmm. we got Italians, we got the Caribbean people, you know,
Russians.
We got everywhere.
Yeah, we got everybody.
Everybody in there. And then we all, it's like a melting pot of so much different culture. It's a beautiful place. There's no other place like it in New York.
Right. Because I saw a lot of the commentary online, you know, and I'm from the, you know, Jersey, Philly area. It was like, well, why not hustle in Philly or why not hustle in Jersey, you know?
No one would tune into hustle
Come
in Jersey.
Come on!
Hustle in Jersey?
Yo, I love Jersey, yo.
Nobody wants to see that.
You're from Jersey,
I am.
You would be get to be on the show twice.
Jersey showed me no love until I started getting popping in Brooklyn. That's all of a sudden people wanted to be friends. Like, no one hung out with me. Like, I didn't have any friends. I didn't have a boyfriend until I left Jersey. Like, no one cared about me in Jersey. Now they on my body.
I only go to Newark Liberty Airport.
That's the only place you go to?
That's as far as I'm hustling.
Right. I love Jersey.
No, but I love Englewood. I love my city. That's mm-hmm. about it. It's like a few. They know who they are.
So we're two episodes in, right?
Mm-hmm.
On
tonight's
show.
The third.
Tonight's the third. How have you guys been received? Are people watching? Are you guys becoming famous? Are you walking down the street and people are like, oh, my God, I seen you on BET?
Go ahead.
Top 150 shows the last 2 weeks.
Oh, running. Nice.
Talk about it.
So okay.
Show buzz
with
daily.
The statistics.
We doing numbers.
Okay, Jesse.
Website, but yeah. I'm just saying, you
we
know
doing
saying,
numbers.
Oh yeah.
It's a blessing.
I did over this past weekend. I did 7 shows in the DMV area.
Wow!
Yes.
Congratulations, girl.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
Get in
you.
The bag.
Yes.
And you're not gonna bartend no more,
girl. I haven't bartended in like 3 months. It's been a while since I bartended. It's been a while. But let me tell you the story real quick. And so I have this joke that I do where I talk about I don't fight ugly girls.
Uh-huh.
I don't fight ugly girls because these girls have nothing to lose.
Right.
And somebody in the audience yells out, don't fight. And I don't want to say her name because she's on the cast and I don't want to.
Well, say her name.
All right. So my joke is I don't fight ugly girls because they have nothing to lose. Their face is already messed
Lord.
Up. Somebody, and I'm talking about this is in Richmond, Virginia, at the show. I swear to God, someone yells out, well, don't fight Alicia then.
Ooh.
I'm like, oh, we got hustling Brooklyn fans out here in Richmond, Virginia. Oh.
She's the PR girl, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Again, this is what they said. I'm just telling y'all what happened to show that people are watching and engaged in my comedy to the point where they're, like, making references to the show.
Right.
But you made me say her name. I didn't want to say it.
Well, you didn't say it. A fan did. So.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Get spicy tonight.
Right.
How about you, Santos? Have you seen any immediate changes?
Yes, mad love. It's mad love. Me and my boy, we was flying to Atlanta. We was in the airport, and somebody was like, oh, ain't you guys from Hustle in Brooklyn? And then he stopped. And at first, it was like,
Oh, wait a minute.
We all right. guys on Hustle in Brooklyn.
Actually film that. You're right.
Right.
It's love. It's mad love. It's love because we showing a different aspect that has not been shown. The way it's being shot, the way it was shot, and the way it's shown on TV is beautiful. Like, it's
we'll talk about
different.
That a little bit because I realize it's kind of shot in like a cinematic kind of way.
Yep.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
You can actually Netflix and chill to this if you want. You know what I'm saying?
Is that what you can do to this?
You can chill out, you know? Watch my man Jesse over there with the spice. You know, I'm doing his thing fizzle. You know what I mean?
So let me ask you this, because the first episode, there was some drama. You were kind of involved in the drama a little bit.
Was I?
You were the catalyst.
You were, right. We call it...
The what?
Damn, what was the word?
Coach. Because I wasn't in the
field. It's going to come to me. Enabler.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Right. So your friend is engaged to a woman. And then he had another woman.
His baby mother,
okay. Right? And then he had another woman on the side. So you tell your friend that the other woman on the side is coming to the engagement party / celebration.
I mean, let me ask the people on Facebook Live, what are you supposed to do? You know, if your man's has got a situation, is about to get situated, you might...
It's bro code.
I want to see the comments, right? You have to tell your man, yo, bro, you know what I mean? You got 52 fake guy. You gotta go. You gotta get one out.
The other one's coming
you
in.
You gotta do something because it's about to get crazy. If it's your man's, you know. If it's not your man's, you just gotta let it rock. I'm saying, right, Eva?
Well, listen, you should have told him not to do it in the first place.
No, I didn't.
Thank you, Eva.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
I'm going to preach the gospel this morning.
Right. Well, here's the thing. And then his girl, so for people who are not watching, his girlfriend, like, willingly leaves. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm not that kind of girl. I would have been like, why are you trying to rush me out of here?
Right.
What you mean? The baby's fine. But, you know, like, I would be suspicious that my man is trying to get me out of the room all quick and stuff. Since when you worried about me getting home safe? It's 10 o'clock.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So my little spidey senses would have went off.
Jesse, just like you.
What's your opinion, man?
My opinion is, you know what I'm saying, I stay out of it. Just got his own thing going on.
So the drama starts off from the very first episode. A lot of people say that sometimes producers put different people in situations where they'll kind of like, you know, stir the pot a little bit. Is that true for some of the scenes in this series?
Nah, this drama is natural.
Yeah, this is natural drama.
Yeah. That has nothing to do with it. They just filmed it. That's all.
Just filmed it. Just pick up the cameras and film. This is all real. This is like real stuff happening, and we're dealing with it like real time.
Right.
Because
you have a little love. I think you're gonna have a little love story,
Big love.
One of the girls, she works for the label.
Yeah, that's Ivy.
Big up Ivy.
Are you guys still together?
You gotta tune in.
What kind of regular answer? You gotta tune
only
in.
On BT,
oh,
baby.
Because
I seen in the promos you were trying to snatch her up, and she was like, no.
Again, you know, that just supplements what we were saying. You feel me? It wasn't really about production. This is all real life situations, and everything that you see as far as our reactions and everything is real time. So, you know, it was super authentic, and I think that comes across very well.
Yeah. Eva, you're a comedian.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, what are some of the things you might be going through as a black young woman comedian that we might not know about?
Like professional-wise or personal?
Both. Whatever you want to elaborate on.
I mean, like every interview I have, I'm compared to Tiffany Haddish.
Right.
So that gets a little... Like, I love Tiffany. I think she's awesome. But, you know, I want to have my own identity. So, I mean, I'm talking about every single...
I haven't done it, so do I get, you know, little brownie points?
Right.
Okay.
Right, of course. I was waiting to see if he's going to bring it up, though.
No, I wasn't.
All right, thank you. Yeah, but so that's that. And then, you know, a lot of people always ask me, well, how did you get into, like, how? Like, how did this even happen? Like,
yeah.
As if it's, like, the strangest thing to see me doing comedy. So, you know, people don't understand my attraction to comedy. Every time people see me for the first time, they're like, oh, you're funny. I'm like, yeah,
I do this
for a living several times a week. Like, anyways,
how'd you start doing comedy? Because stand-up comedy is hard.
It is.
Because there's some people that are like naturally funny in real life, and it doesn't translate on the stage.
Right.
And some people are funny on the stage, and then it doesn't translate to real life. It's very rare that you have both.
Right. I mean, I'm funny in real life, but people expect me to be like on show mode all day, like within a 5-minute conversation, like, oh, well, you haven't made me laugh. I'm like, because we in church, bro. Like, You know what I'm saying? The offering basket's going around. Like, can you chill?
Yeah, co-sign.
Can you chill? You know what I'm saying? They expect me to be doing stand-up all the damn time. Like, right. I'm a regular person.
Right, right.
And also people who say the craziest things to me and expect me to laugh, like, that was offensive. That's not funny.
What do people say to you?
Oh, girl. I mean, on Instagram in real life, they just be saying some wild stuff. Like,
since the show or in general?
In general, because they know I'm a comedian. They're like, oh, you know, you didn't think that was funny? I'm like, no, that was really, like, that wasn't even, there was no setup and punch. You're just saying some wild stuff for no reason.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, and my dating life is non-existent.
So you don't have, like, a plot coming on the show where find a boo thing?
Oh, girl, I forgot.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
I mean, no, my dating life is lit. My bad. Whoops. I'm in love. Whoops. My bad. Forgot about homeboy. No, my dating life is like comedy comes first before anything. So I just need somebody who understands that. And, you know, I'm seeing someone on the show and he's very supportive of what I got going on.
Yeah. How about you? You any girlfriends on the show? They haven't introduced anything yet for you, I think. No, right?
Nah, not yet.
They show him trying to holler.
Right.
No, I'm chilling. You know, for the most part, I'm just a nice.
Yeah, you were trying to holler at Azia, right? A little bit. So Azia is a girl that's an artist from Brooklyn.
Through on a Sunday.
Right, and they're meeting. So Azia is trying to. Azia is trying to say she doesn't mess with guys in the industry at all.
That's what we doing.
And then he's like, "Well, why not?"
Right.
No. I like to believe I'm a natural, nice person. You know.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, I'm a good guy, you know? I like to...
Are you a flirt? Normally, guys that say I'm a naturally nice person, normally that means I flirt with people.
You know?
And yeah, yeah.
I think what it is that you have to treat everybody nice with love.
Is that it?
You have to lead with love and respect.
Okay.
And sometimes it gets a little bit, you know, messy and whatnot.
Yeah, now, I don't know about all that. You know, I can't go sign that.
Yeah.
But, you know, for me... You know, I love to lead that way. So, but you know, tuning in every Tuesday at 10 o'clock, you know, you'll be able to see what it really is.
Right, right.
You know.
So you're a radio personality. Where do you do radio?
KZAB. It's the Seattle, Washington area, and we're remote broadcast now in Williamsburg because you know we're looking to do some things on the East Coast. But outside of that, it's on iHeartRadio. Tune in.
Okay.
Radio line in the UK.
Yeah, it's my radio brother. Okay, we out here. You see us? You see us?
This is the first time I felt comfortable on radio.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's because I have an audience, because I like to see...
Oh, it's not me?
Well, no, you too.
I'm crap at my job.
No, radio makes me uncomfortable, because I'm just so used to speaking and seeing people. So, like, when it's just, like, a mic and then two people in the room sitting in the table, I'm just like, I feel uncomfortable, but I like this setup.
I think it also depends on vibe, you know?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Some people's vibes are different. You know, I'm kind of like, I'm chill, you know?
Right.
I got my legs crossed. This is the second time I've interviewed him.
Oh, nice.
So,
family now.
Okay. You know? I'm actually going to be on the show. Do y'all know that?
No.
Hey. Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep,
with him. Oh, that's
yeah.
All right, dope.
Yeah, so I did another interview with him, Azia, and Darnell.
Yep,
Darnell's a producer for the guys watching, a producer on the show. Mm-hmm. And I did an interview with them. So I'm going to be on the show, too.
Nice.
Yes.
Right.
So we all the class members.
We get a little hustle in Jersey.
Yeah, just a little bit. I don't know. They might cut that part out.
They might.
I said I'm from Jersey, they're like, this
right,
is about
they
Brooklyn.
They should.
Cut. So one of the major promos are about, like, it says it says 9-to-5 living is death to my soul, which I thought was interesting. We're all millennials.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everyone on the show is a millennial, kind of hustling and doing her thing. I started to think about that because I'm starting to realize in my life, I can't be that person that sits at the desk for, you know, 8 hours a day. It makes me go crazy. But I thought that was like a me problem. But now watching the show and watching other people in their careers, I feel like it's a we problem. So I started to think about it. Why do you think that dynamic has shifted? Because before, back in the day, your parents used to say, get your 9-to-5 mm-hmm. with the good benefits
mm-hmm.
so you could retire and get your 401k and have that good insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that used to be what is kind of like really ingrained in our head. Why do you think that's changed for some of the younger people and some of the millennials?
The challenge.
Yeah.
I think we love the challenge. I mean, for me personally, I love to follow my passion, you know, and I want to help as many people as I possibly can. Being in a setting of like, that I'm not happy. I was gonna say office, but not necessarily the case, you know. But just doing something that doesn't necessarily just feeds fulfill me, you. It fulfills me. It's just, it's miserable. It's miserable to me, you know, it's miserable. Mm-hmm. And I just can't do that. You know, I'd rather struggle challenging myself every single day to get to where I want to get to than actually be somewhere and be comfortable and not be, and be unhappy.
Right,
you know, it
right.
just doesn't make sense, you know?
With me, it was, I wasn't afraid to take that risk. Like, you know, the following the steps of going to school, getting a job, it's like, it's real safe. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know what's the next step. When you chase a dream, you don't know when's your next check coming. You know what I'm saying? So, because I was at Showtime Networks for 3 years before I quit to do comedy full time.
What were you doing there?
I was an advertising coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I decided to quit for comedy, people didn't understand that. Like, you're quitting Showtime for a hobby?
Mm.
And they felt scared for me, so they tried to project that into me so that I then doubted myself. I mean, y'all gonna see. And then 2 years later, I'm on BET.
Yes, girl, tell them! Let's okay, go. Sorry, I got excited it. About that.
I never have a good setup, but that was dope. And now I'm on BET.
Tune in Tuesday at 10 p.m.
Nah, but yeah, just co-signing what they said. I also think that the focus has shifted. You know, like, things that you were saying emphasize on just insurance and security over 30 years. Like, I'm not the type, like, I can't really think about, I think about 30 years. Like, the things that I do definitely will affect me in 30 years, but I got to get some things done now. I want to own some things now. You know, I want to move around the country, move around the world, and, you know, just supplementing someone else's 401k and, you know, a little percentage trickling down to mine is not really my desire, you know? So it was one of them things where I had to figure out, how did I gain more ownership in the world? How did I gain more of a footprint in the world? And, you know, I just wanted to go out there and do it.
And I think for us, things have really changed. Like, we grew up in an environment, like, literally, like, my first job I got in the middle of the recession. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's already in a tough environment to maneuver in. I think for us, things have really changed how we look at security, because when we get to retire, we're not going to have, there's not going to be a Social Security for us. Mm-hmm. You know, and you even think when about insurance, like, how crappy insurance is right now. Like, why should I, you know, sign up to work for a company that has bad insurance? Or, you know, like, everybody's not offering those things anymore because everybody's scaling down, you know? Yeah. I was having this conversation with my friend who literally just moved out to L.A. to, like, follow his dreams, you know? And I have a lot of people, like, my friends that are kind of taking risks, as you talk about, you know? I think the internet really helped with that.
Yeah,
like,
course.
The fact that you can go to another city and just, like, figure it out and maneuver your way with Google Maps, or you don't even, or like even find somewhere to live off Airbnb or somewhere to stay. Like, the internet, because we grew up with the internet, has given us so much access to different things, so we're not scared.
Yeah,
right.
As other people might be,
plugging with people and connecting with people.
I was just about to
say
that.
You can just go on and like Instagram or Facebook or any social platform and be like, "Yo, I do photography too," or "Yo, I do this too," and "I do comedy," and then all of a sudden, you know, now you just made a friend with someone who can potentially help you out. You know. I remember back when I was, well, not too long ago, but when I was in school, it wasn't cool to own a company. Like, we want to change that. Like, we all have companies now. We have independent businesses. Like, the thing was sneakers, or, oh, it was cool to buy Jordans. Instead of putting that money into some sneakers, why don't you just start an LLC, you
know? Thank you.
Like, as entrepreneurs, that's what we were trying to make that cool, you know?
Right.
We're trying to make that cool. That's the thing to do. When you get out of high school, if you don't got a company, then you ain't cool.
I love that.
You know?
So are you guys done filming already?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have they talked about like season two yet?
We just gotta keep putting them numbers up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We kind of don't want to jump the gun or live too much in the future. Like, we're just really enjoying the rollout as, you know, BET gives us everything and, you know, continues to show us love and support. So, you know, everybody that's out there watching, make sure you watch. Go on demand, you know what I'm saying? If you got cable, if you don't got cable, call your cable service provider.
Right. Go on the stick.
Do that.
Make sure you make it happen. If not, they got Sling, you know what I'm saying, on Fire Stick. That was a shameless plug. Man, give me a check. But it's all right, though. But just make sure you go on demand and watch it, because it's one of the dopest shows out. Hustle in Brooklyn, only on BET.
Right.
Facts.
But sorry,
baby. Go ahead.
No, I just feel confident that it's going to be a season two, though, because
we are absolutely lit.
Like,
I was going to say that.
This show is lit. The cast is lit.
It's different, too. It's shot way different.
It's
like,
shot,
you know,
so beautifully.
Yeah.
Clean. Like a movie. Yeah.
Do you, when you guys are watching back, do you guys think maybe there's too many cast members? Because I know in the beginning I was struggling to, like, keep up with whose storyline and, you know, who's what and names and, because what is it, 7, 8 of y'all?
I don't know. But everybody serves a different purpose.
It's more than that.
Everybody serves a purpose, like Santos was saying. Everybody serves a purpose. And I mean, when you go from whatever your hustle was to living your entire life on television, you know, everybody that's involved becomes super supplementary to, like, you kind of getting back to normal, because it's just a lot that goes on scheduling wise. You're up way earlier, you're out way later, you know what I'm saying?
So right.
Everybody that's on the cast, you know what I mean, helped in one way or another. Mm-hmm. You know? Right. So there's definitely not way too many.
Yeah, because even when we filmed our interview, we were in there for what, 3 hours?
Yeah.
And my interview portion was maybe what, 40 minutes, 40 45 minutes? Yep. So we were in there for 3 hours. I'm like, well, damn, I'm about to miss my bus. Am I getting some coins for this? What's going on?
Yeah.
So how did you guys actually get casted? Like, how did you, was there like just a random casting call? Did you know someone that was putting the show together?
They hit my DM.
Oh, really? They hit you?
Right, yeah. And,
wow.
Yeah, so this lady named Beata, shout out to Beata.
You can slide in my DM.
Right, she slid a DM.
I'm available. I'm not in Brooklyn, though.
Right, I opened the DM, and then she was like, oh, you know, I'm casting for a BET show. I think you're dope. I'm like, this is definitely spam. I don't know this white lady coming in here talking about something.
Same thing.
Talking about some BET. Too. Get out of here with my little 4,000.
Wait, she slid in your DMs, too?
Yeah, I mean, everybody they get reached out in some
way.
So they targeted you guys.
Yeah, TP actually put Beata onto my IG. But I thought it was spam because I only had 4,000 followers at the time. So I'm just like, ain't nobody looking at my little 4,000. Like, you know what I'm saying? BET, come on.
Right, right.
Random white lady, bye. But and then she hit me up again, like, no, this, I'm for real. I'm like, oh, okay.
Wow.
So thank God I didn't curve that DM. My whole life would be different. Could you imagine?
Yo, that's amazing. So they specifically targeted you guys. So they were probably looking for someone from each genre. Like, we'll get the radio, we'll get the comedy, we'll get the marketing and the business, you know? And then the label side of it. And then there's an artist side of it, right? Asia. And then it's all, and then a producer. Oh, now it's all coming together.
And the DJ, shout out the TP and Perks.
Right.
Black ID Twins. Facts.
Okay. They're cast members too?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were just side.
No, they were
DJs.
No. Ooh.
That's what I'm saying. Shots. There's like, no shots, but that's what I'm saying. There's so many.
Come on. Yeah. Like, camera's not on, bro. Camera's not on. You ain't got to stir no fire, bro.
Right. And no, it's not shots. There's so many characters. I thought they were just highlighting the DJ. I didn't realize that the DJs were part of the mix.
They're family.
Yeah, that's the whole
TP is the one that introduced Beata to my IG, so. Yeah. Big shout out to TP.
All right.
It's safe that one of my homies, Gordon, he reached out and he told Beata or whatever. Cause
who's Beata?
The same casting. The one that hit my DM to our DMs.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
And they reached out. And when I first heard it, I was just like, I don't know about you guys, but I was like, I don't know about reality TV. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what was your hesitation with it?
Because I wanted, you know, reality TV has this idea of just, you know, too much drama and not enough solution.
Mm.
And then I always want to be part of the solution, you know, just within my personal life and business. And then when they told me, which was just facts, when they called me and it was just like, yo, you want to be, and I was like, but then I had a conversation with the producers and Mark, and I saw what Mark did before. He did the documentary for Big. I was like,
shout out to Mark Ford.
Yeah, Mark Ford. I was just like, oh, this is going to be lit.
Boss.
How can I not be part of this?
Right.
You know, so now the show does has its amazing moments. You know, but
yeah, absolutely.
It gets. You guys have no idea how dope this show is. You know,
real.
I see like the first 3 weeks, and I'm like, wow, like that's not even a.
That's not even a right. That's what I
how
said.
How much we filmed, so it's like.
Wow,
that's exactly what I said. I said, oh, we ain't even getting nowhere yet.
Yeah, it's gonna go.
All right, Hustle in Brooklyn, Tuesday nights,
10 p.m.
10 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because now you guys are national, so you got to break it down.
London. Pacific, my family,
Eastern,
my family
Central.
In too. My family in Kingston, in Jamaica, they tune in every week.
Oh, no, we're international now.
Yeah.
No,
but in UK,
town.
I saw that.
Yeah.
They Aryan in UK.
Yeah, no, but Jamaica premiered the same time as us. And
really?
Yeah, and my family had a premiere party for me in Kingston. So
shut
big up. Yeah, so big up. Come on, Kingston. Big up yourself. Bop, bop, bop.
Thank you guys for coming through. You want to add anything? Thank anything you want to tell people?
Oh, I want to my mom. I love her.
Aww.
You're so beautiful, and you're the best mommy in the world.
Aww.
Lorna Evans.
Well, I managed the biggest producer in the game, and we got a new record out called Who's by Jacquees. So make sure you guys go
yes, the song
on
stealer.
Spotify. Or Apple Music, you know what I'm saying? It's called Who's, WHO' S by Jacquees. Thank you.
Yeah. I just want to say I'm trying to push the culture forward. So if you guys want to be part of that boat, holler at me at Toast Money, T-O-S Money on Instagram, and reach out to me. I'm looking to partner and move the culture forward. Let's keep it going.
Oh, yeah, I want to drop my IG real quick. At Eva Evans Comedy, y'all.
Whatever.
You know JB, that's UKNOJB.
Yeah. You got to fix that. That's a lot. That's loaded.
Is it?
Yeah,
no,
like,
you know,
a lot JB, of people found me on the gram.
It's like only six letters long.
Yeah, you know.
You know, cool. JB.
I wish I could do at Jesse, but I can't. It's unfortunate. It's a like T brand or like, the owner of T brand from like Armenia or something like that.
Right.
I DM'd him like 17 times. And if they, you're watching this,
well, maybe Jesse the manager.
I'll pay you for the account. You know, I want at Jesse, not J3SS3. You know.
Right. Well, thank you guys for watching. You already know I'm Mina Say What right here at the Hackensack Meridian Health Stage 17.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Yay. Do we clap?